And Troy Rank, our Denver 7 Broncos insider. Well, I guess he used to be Denver 7 Broncos insider. He's made a career shift. Troy, welcome back to the program. I just want to start with Russell Wilson and your big picture takeaway now that we know for sure that Russell Wilson is joining the Steelers in Pittsburgh. What do you make of this whole dynamic?
Yeah, from let's ride to last ride in 2 years, it was just a massive miss. I mean, it wasn't a fit with Hackett. And obviously with Sean Payton, it never clicked the way Payton wanted, specifically in the red zone and goal-to-goal situations. There's a lot of blame placed on Russell Wilson for how the offense operated in those situations. But it's a cautionary tale of desperation. When George Payton looked at the landscape after his first year as GM and saw Patrick Mahomes, Justin Herbert, Derek Carr, he's like, we got to get a guy. And they went all in. And the problem was Russell brought a lot of baggage with him. And you hired a head coach who was a complete clown show that had no idea of how to create accountability. Last year, Russell rebounded. I've talked to him since all this kind of gone down, and he's anxious and eager for a fresh start. He thought he rebounded and played better. He just did not fit Sean Payton's offense. I mean, they felt like he took too many sacks, kept them playing behind the chains, and Russell's greatest strength is playing off script, and that's not something Sean Payton sees as sustainable. But yeah, it's just been a mess between Randy Gregory contract, Tim Patrick contract, really the Cortland Sutton contract, and the Russell Wilson and all the picks moved for Wilson and Sean Payton. This is where they're rebuilding. I wrote that Sunday in the Denver Post on my column. They're finally mercifully rebuilding. They've got to do this the right way. They're not one player away, and they haven't been, frankly, since 2017.
Troy, and I want to apologize because I've been saying Denver 7 Broncos insider for 7 years with Troy, and he has made a move to the Denver Post. So, Troy, I apologize about that. Just muscle memory there. Let me ask you a question, another follow-up question before we shift gears. What do you think is more likely to happen? Mike Tomlin has his first losing season in Pittsburgh with Russell Wilson, or the Steelers win a playoff game with Russell Wilson?
It's more likely they win a playoff game because their defense is great. I mean, last year they were 10-7, had the worst passing offense in the league outside of the Jets. I mean, if Russell's functional, I mean, 22 touchdowns and 10 picks, they have a real good chance to host as a wild card and win a playoff game. Now, I'm not saying they're going to be much better than 10-7. It might be 11-6, but Kenny Pickett's not the answer. Mason Rudolph's not the answer. And you like Russell Wilson a lot more when you're paying him $1.2 million. I mean, part of the issue here is, you know, you don't like, he has to be, when you're paying him the money they're paying him, he has to be like a top six, top eight quarterback. He wasn't. No matter how you skew and parcel out the stats, he wasn't. But there, he has a chance to be a huge upgrade over Kenny Pickett. So I think it's much more likely they win a playoff game than they miss the playoffs. Now, again, that division is stacked. Wilson has typically, in his history, played well against that division, the North. But it won't be easy, especially with Burrow back and healthy for the Bengals. But their defense is just fantastic every year, and he's got better weapons there than he had in Denver. Pickens is better than any receiver the Broncos have from a talent perspective. Najee Harris is a better running back. They have a tight end. I mean, if he plays on script and doesn't try to do too much, I think they have a real chance to go to the playoffs and win one playoff game. I don't think it's any more than that, but I think that's a much more likely of happening than them not making the playoffs.
Troy, there are so many questions I want to ask you, man, but this one right here, it has to be with Cortland Sutton. All right, Cortland Sutton and Tim Patrick, I want to say, are the kind of the last people in Garrett Bowles. Do you see Cortland Sutton being here next year, or is this it for Cortland Sutton?
I think he's going to survive it right now. Now, again, things could change around the draft. They like what Sutton brings. He had a nice year last year, I mean, especially in the red zone, you know, double-figure touchdowns. The reality is he still only had, 779 yards. They haven't had a 1,000-yard receiver since he did it in 2019. They haven't had a 1,000-yard back since then either. I mean, there's a reason they don't score points. They don't have enough playmakers, Phil. Yeah. I mean, they haven't had one that was dynamic probably since your rookie year. Like, we felt like I could take it to the house at times. But I do think it's a better chance he stays with Judy gone. Now, again, they're taking basically a flyer on Tim Patrick. They love the person, you know, Tim, and what the intensity he brings. He's the heartbeat of a room. Just having him at camp and competing, that's good for the team. I mean, there's really nothing to lose by doing that. But Sutton, I think, at this point survives because they traded Judy. Now, again, the draft could change that. They find someone they want in the draft and they move on. But as of now, I think Sutton survives because of the fact they've already moved on from Judy.
Troy, I think most of Broncos country is expecting the Broncos to add a quarterback here, if not today, at some point here in the next couple days. And maybe that's in addition to drafting someone next month. Where is your focus at? You know, we know the candidates that are out there. If you were to guess, and I am asking you to guess, not report, what direction do you think they go?
I do think they'll add a veteran, and that would not preclude them, Zach, from taking a guy in the draft if they love one. But I like Sam Howell from Washington. If you believe they're going to trade him, you can get him for a six-round pick. I know they kicked the tires on Mac Jones under those same circumstances. Howell, for me, is younger. He's kind of a Baker Mayfield light, so you could bring him in for a sixth-rounder and then draft a guy. And if Howell beats out Stidham, you just cut Stidham. And Howell becomes the starter with the rookie as the backup. They're not going to have three guys on the roster. They don't need to. If you bring in a veteran, I say he and Stidham compete and see where that takes you. But I like Howell. And Sam Darnold is a possibility there. But if that number gets too high and you don't like it, then I say you back away. You're rebuilding. You don't need to overpay for a bridge quarterback at this point. Now, again, Sam Darnold, talking to people I trust, they feel like he's a much better player, having kind of done football rehab under Kyle Shanahan. And he clearly beat out Trey Lance last year. It's why they moved on from Lance. So he's a possibility. After that, I mean, Zach Wilson, another reclamation project. If they miss out on those two, that's a name to file away as well. But I do believe they'll bring in a veteran quarterback. And again, it might be a guy that starts 1 year because they bring in a rookie. And it might be a guy that's capable of beating out Stidham, or that guy comes in and he stinks and Stidham beats him out, and then only one of them's on the roster.
All right, Troy, we are going to leave it there for now. It's been a very busy day in the NFL, and thanks for making us a small part of it. Appreciate it, man.
You got it, guys. Great to be on. See you.
All right, there he goes. That's Troy Rank of the Denver Post.